Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Anglers on Mille Lacs Lake will be allowed to keep 3 walleye per day, up from the current limit of 2, beginning Saturday through November 30th. The DNR's Brian Nurbon says the slow walleye bite is due to abundant forage in the lake.
Walleye mainly like to eat young tulipy and young yellow perch, and there were big hatches of both of those species last summer. And those fish are still around this summer, and so the walleye are finding that there's a lot of natural foods out there for them to eat, and they aren't quite as hungry to try to bite on the offerings that anglers are putting out there.
Size restrictions remain unchanged. Harvested walleye must be 17 inches or longer, with only one fish allowed over 20 inches. Starting Thursday, Falcon Heights will charge $25 per day for street parking during the Minnesota State Fair. The new paid parking plan affects about a dozen streets and 1,000 spots near the fairgrounds. The move will help cover costs tied to hosting the fair, including waste cleanup and portable restrooms. The Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus is cheering a judge's ruling that strikes down the state's ban on binary triggers. Vice President Rob Doerr says they argued a gun provision did not belong in a 1,400-page tax and spending bill.
We didn't make a Second Amendment challenge that binary triggers are protected or anything like that. We just simply asserted that the Minnesota Constitution was not followed with this bill, and this provision was a glaring example of that.
Doerr says Democrats didn't have the votes to pass it as a standalone. A binary trigger allows a gun to fire one round when the trigger is pulled and another when it's released. Minnesotans headed to the state fair this year can expect some new exhibits from the Department of Natural Resources. DNR Fair Coordinator Amelia English says bird lovers might be interested in a new exhibit.
We have a brand new exhibit that's really beautiful to look at, and it's got photos of dozens of native Minnesota birds, and then you can hear what their different sounds sound like. So you might know a cardinal, but you maybe don't know one of the more obscure birds of Minnesota, so you can listen to those here.
The DNR will also have some of its perennial favorites, like the outdoor fish pond and 65-foot fire tower. The fair runs August 21st through September 1st. This is MNN. A former Rochester daycare worker accused of cutting a child with a pizza cutter faces 8 years in prison. 27-year-old Adriana Newburn was found guilty in June on 7 charges, including assault, child torture, and terroristic threats. Police responded to the assault in June of last year at Kinder Care Learning Center. Newburn got into an argument with her coworker and threatened to cut her with the pizza cutter. She then swung the cutter at her coworker's 2-year-old daughter, who suffered multiple lacerations to her face, one requiring surgery. Minnesotans can make their voices heard about legislation that could impact the ag industry in the state.
There have been tweaks that folks have requested for some of our existing programs. We have our beginning farmer tax credit, which we're really proud of and has been around a few years, but there's suggestions about how to make that work better. Those have come in through the portal, and we've thought, wow, that's a great idea. Let's try to get that done.
Department Deputy Commissioner Andrea Vauble says they'll take feedback through September 10th. And 11 players with Minnesota ties will get a chance to try out for the U.S. Olympic men's hockey team. Orientation for the 2026 Winter Games begins next Tuesday in Plymouth, Michigan.